Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
With all the concern about climate change, countries around the world are looking for ways to reduce carbon emissions. We've been told for years that ethanol-blended fuels will burn cleaner and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Well, here's what Jeff Cooper, president of the Renewable Fuels Association, had to say, too. Ethanol offers a significant and immediate carbon savings, end of quote. However, out of the blue, the critics of the ethanol industry are on the attack. They argue that the EPA requirements that the ethanol plants use certain emission controls are not being followed. And they say that EPA has been willing to provide processing exemptions to many of the older plants. And they argue the ethanol industry is not being required to follow the 2007 law. There could be a real fight brewing between ethanol critics, including the oil industry, and the ethanol and farm leaders. We need clean fuel, and I think the ag industry will deliver. So let's see. Now, here's another clean air issue. There is a lot of concern in the United States livestock industry about the possibility that EPA could require emission permits related to livestock. Farm leaders support Senator John Thune, Republican, South Dakota, and he wants to pass legislation to stop the EPA from trying to tell us how to farm. I remember the good old days when President Reagan worked and he cut government regulations. EPA argues, and I quote, "The U.S. simply cannot achieve its climate change mitigation goals without addressing agriculture," end of quote. Okay, but maybe they should put a priority on the need to produce enough food to feed a hungry world. Agriculture has another challenge that I had not even thought about. By this weekend, there is serious risk of a huge strike of labor unions that work for our railroads. The unions represent thousands of employees, and they will not be there to transport our grain at harvest. And harvest is upon us. We need an agreement. President Biden appointed a bipartisan group to negotiate a resolution to the problem. And some of the big unions don't accept the agreement. Unless this is resolved by this weekend, then Congress could intervene and block the work stoppage. But will they do that? We don't know at this moment where we go from here. Just stay tuned. All right, to everyone on the farm, this is Harvest. Don't take any chances. Farming is a dangerous business. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.